Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 16, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Liquid Exchange cancels sale of Telegram's Gram tokens. Bithum Exchange fighting back against groundless $69 million tax bill. Meet the DC Advocacy Org helping put blockchain on the U.S. military's radar. Bull breather, Bitcoin market turns indecisive at two-month high. Coinbase-led crypto ratings council plans transparency boost as new members join. Bitcoin's share of POW mining rewards now above 80%. Fintech startup aims to create new asset class with continuous ICO model. Chrysler building owner sells stake in Zurich property for ERC-20 tokens and cash. Winklevoss-led Gemini Exchange now has its own insurance company. Former CFTC officials ramp up push for digital dollar with Accenture partnership. Now let's get started. Liquid Exchange cancels sale of Telegram's Gram tokens. Japan-based Liquid Exchange has cancelled its sale of Telegram's not-yet-launched Gram tokens. Originally announced in June, the limited sale of tokens sourced from Gram Asia, said to be one of the biggest investors in Telegram's $1.7 billion initial coin offering, took place in July. However, the tokens were not to be released until Telegram's TON network, the blockchain supporting the tokens, had gone live. That had been expected by the end of October. Sale proceeds were held in escrow pending the issuance. Now, Liquid says in a blog post dated January 10 its sale term specified TON must have launched by November 30, 2019. Since that was not the case, the sale had to be cancelled. Telegram's blockchain project has been held up by a lawsuit brought by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC) in October, claiming that Grams are in fact an unregistered security and ordering the company to halt the launch of the TON network. The SEC is set to meet Telegram in court on February 18-19, as per recent filings. Seth Melamed, Liquid's head of business development, told CoinDesk, 100% of client funds were returned to participants. No fees or charges. The escrow wallet made public by Liquid is now empty. Bithum Exchange fighting back against groundless $69 million tax bill. South Korea-based exchange Bithum is fighting a move by the country's tax authority to withhold over $69 million in tax on foreign cryptocurrency transactions. Confirmed by the company in December, National Tax Service (NTS) based its demand on the rate for miscellaneous income. The tax is calculated at an annualized rate of 22%, and in this case was based on the amount of foreign withdrawals from Bithum. A withholding tax is paid by the income provider rather than the recipient, so in effect Bithum's foreign customers are paying the tax. Now the exchange has filed a complaint with Korea's tax tribunal against the NTS, calling the tax groundless, the Korea Times reports Thursday. As cryptocurrency is not legally recognized as currency, the NTS demand for the 80.3 billion won, $60.2 million tax payment is groundless, the firm said. According to the Times report, the tribunal has 90 days to come to a decision on the matter. Even so, Bithum has had to stump up the tax to the NTS before paying the remaining amount to the affected users. We paid the full amount and have since been preparing for arguments. We believe we will be given a chance to clarify our stance in court, said a Bithum representative. They may have a case, too. Choi Hwoa In, an advisor to Korean regulator, the Financial Supervisory Service, said Bitcoin isn't an asset under current rules. Bull breather, Bitcoin market turns indecisive at two-month high. View. Bitcoin is facing temporary bullish exhaustion, according to Wednesday's Doji candle. The case for a notable pullback will strengthen if prices break below Wednesday's low of $8,555. That could yield a drop to $8,200. A move above the hourly chart resistance at $8,705 would allow a retest of Wednesday's high near $8,900. The Bitcoin market is telling a tale of bullish exhaustion with indecisive price action following a rise to the highest point since November. The top cryptocurrency witnessed two-way business on Wednesday. Prices rose from lows near $8,550 seen during the Asian trading hours to a two-month high of $8,903, only to end the day, UTC, on a flat note at $8,808, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. Essentially, Bitcoin created a doji candle, which is widely considered a sign of indecision in the marketplace. In this case, however, the candle could be considered a sign of buyer exhaustion, as it has appeared following a sharp rally from $6,850 to $8,900 and suggests the indecision is predominantly among the bulls. The price action seen so far today is telling the same story. The cryptocurrency fell from $8,800 to $8,575 during the Asian trading hours and has struggled to chart a strong bounce ever since. This is in contrast to the quick reversals from sub-$8,600 levels seen in the previous 2 days. At press time, Bitcoin is trading near $8,600, representing a 1% drop on a 24-hour basis. Bitcoin now risks a deeper pullback below Wednesday's low of $8,555. A drop through that support would validate buyer exhaustion signaled by the doji candle, above left, attracting selling pressure. It would also confirm a double top breakdown on the hourly chart, above right. That would open the doors for $8,210 target as per the measured move method. That said, the short-term outlook would turn bearish only if any pullback ends up violating the bullish higher low of $7,667 created January 10. That, however, looks unlikely with the 5- and 10-day averages continuing to trend north. These averages, currently located at $8,508 and $8,276, respectively, tend to reverse pullbacks when they are on an upward trajectory. Further, the longer duration charts have recently turned bullish. Wednesday's high of $8,903 will likely come into play if prices violate the lower high of $8,705 seen on the hourly chart in the next few hours. A break above $8,900, a level that has acted as strong resistance in the last 48 hours, would likely invite stronger buying pressure, yielding a quick move to the 200-day average at $9,100. Coinbase-led Crypto Ratings Council plans transparency boost as new members join. The Crypto Ratings Council, CRC, the Coinbase-led organization hoping to create a standard for assessing whether different cryptocurrencies are securities under U.S. law, is adding new members. The group announced Thursday that eToro, Radar and OKCoin US have joined the aspiring self-regulatory group looking to streamline how exchanges assess whether a cryptocurrency is a security. The new members bolster the level of technical and legal information that the group can utilize, said Juan Suarez, a VP and general counsel at Coinbase working with the CRC. Suarez told CoinDesk in a phone call that every CRC member reviews the ratings before they are made public, and each asset is listed by at least one of the group. The CRC rates assets on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 denoting cryptocurrencies that do not appear to have the characteristics of a security under U.S. law. 5 new assets were rated Thursday. Cosmos, Atom, and LivePeer, LPT, have both received a 3.75 score, while Dash, Dash, and Horizon, Zen, received 1s and Ethereum Classic, etc., received a 2. In addition, the CRC will refine the explanations on its current list, Suarez said. The ratings themselves won't change, but the reasoning behind whether each asset resembles a security will be condensed. It just is a part of routine operations of the company that will be changing, he said. We're refining the bullet points to make them more factual and explicit. While its ratings indicate the CRC's confidence that a particular asset resembles or doesn't resemble a security, the group is not affiliated with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, which to date has only stated that Bitcoin and Ethereum are not securities. As a press release puts it, the CRC's analysis is its own and is not endorsed by developer teams, regulators, or any other third party. Public reveal. As part of its 2020 roadmap, the CRC plans to share details of the actual framework it uses to arrive at its evaluations. Suarez said the group plans to continue providing its analysis for any given asset, but releasing the broader framework may help the industry. The current lack of transparency around how assets are evaluated was one major criticism of the CRC when the group was first unveiled. Industry lawyers told CoinDesk the initiative seemed a beneficial one overall for the space, but revealing the framework in particular would help non-member companies. We're going to release the framework in the hopes that it creates a useful discussion for the industry, and we're going to recruit more members, Suarez said. There's also work afoot to address questions raised by current CRC members about the framework. Once those are finalized, the analytical framework will be released. As part of this effort, several meetings are planned in the coming weeks, according to Suarez. We just want to make sure we release the best and final work product possible, he said. The plan is to make sure it's scalable and easy to use by legal teams at exchanges. By releasing the framework, the CRC may be able to create guidelines and best practices for companies and developers to look at. The end goal, according to Suarez, is to help crypto startups more easily comply with existing securities law. That's kind of the North Star that we're driving to, he said. Bitcoin's share of POW mining rewards now above 80%. Rewards received by Bitcoin miners form a major chunk of the salaries paid across major proof-of-work POW blockchains, according to Yassine Elmandra, a cryptocurrency analyst from ARK Invest. For example, Bitcoin miners were paid over $15 million worth of the cryptocurrency as incentive to mine blocks and secure the network on January 9. Meanwhile, the total rewards paid across Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, ETH, and other major POW cryptocurrencies including Zcash, ZEC, Litecoin, LTC, Ethereum Classic, etc., Bitcoin Cash, BCH, and Bitcoin SV, BSV, were just a bit more than $18 million. Essentially, Bitcoin miners were responsible for nearly 83% of the total mining rewards paid across major POW blockchains. Since mid-2017, Bitcoin miners' salary share has increased by 250%, while that of Ether, the second largest cryptocurrency, has dropped significantly. Proof of work is a consensus algorithm for blockchain networks where miners find blocks by solving cryptographically hard puzzles. This is in contrast to the proof of stake, POS, where validators lock up the respective cryptocurrency to claim their stake in the ecosystem. Strongest coin. The fact that Bitcoin miners are drawing significantly higher salaries than their counterparts is not surprising, given Bitcoin is the strongest POW-powered coin with the largest network effect and the longest track record, according to Manib Ali, CEO of Blockstack PBC. A network effect is the idea that as adoption and integration into a system grows, so does its value, and at an exponential rate rather than at a linear rate. Back in 2016, Bitcoin expert Trace Mayer mentioned the store of value appeal, security, and speculation that Bitcoin's network effect would grow rapidly. The cryptocurrency has almost totally captured the store of value narrative, allowing for consolidation around the strongest coin, Blockstack's Ali said. Further, Bitcoin's network security, as represented by its hash rate, has increased sharply over the years, helping build confidence in the blockchain and establishing a positive feedback loop of security and network effect. At press time, Bitcoin's hash rate is roughly 100 million terahashes or 100 exahashes. Looking forward, Bitcoin's share of POW mining could grow even larger in the future as Ethereum and other blockchains begin shifting to proof of stake, which is less energy-intensive consensus mechanism, said Ali. Ethereum is expected to complete the transition from POW to POS by 2022. Its network will be better once ETH 2.0 post-transition shows its true value in the global market, Steve Tsao, global CEO of RRMine, told CoinDesk. Another factor that could affect miners' income and influence Bitcoin's share of POW mining is the reward halving due in 4 months. The rewards received for per block mined on Bitcoin's blockchain will be reduced from 12.5 BTC to 6.25 BTC sometime in May. Mining costs will double post-halving, and that could crowd out weak miners, causing changes between supply and demand. RR Mines Sao said miners' income will rise if halving creates a supply deficit, pushing prices above mining costs. That could also boost Bitcoin's share of Pow mining more so, as increased profitability may attract miners from other chains. The most important thing is that the miners control the cost, which completely determines if the miners can profit from it, Sao said. However, if prices drop sharply, controlling cost will be a challenge and miners may exit, possibly leading to a drop in Bitcoin's share of Pow mining. Fintech startup aims to create new asset class with continuous ICO model. A newly launched fintech firm hopes to leverage the token sale model to back investments in real-world assets. But it's taking a different approach than many previous projects. Hong Kong-based 2Prime, recently founded by open-source veteran Mark Fleury, calls the sale a continuous token offering (CTO) as opposed to an initial coin offering (ICO) in which most tokens are sold early on. The goal is to use the funds raised to help make crypto a proper new asset class that appeals more to the financial world. The firm will release an initial 5 million tokens, just 5% of the 100 million to be created in total, onto the secondary markets, with the rest being released over the next 10 years. That's similar to the approach taken by Ripple with its XRP sales, and the firm said the process resembles equity fundraising. 2Prime's FF Accretive token, FF1, will initially to be traded on Japan-based crypto exchange Liquid in late February, starting at $3 per token, the firm said. One of the greatest successes of cryptocurrencies is in rapid fund formation, as demonstrated during the initial coin offering boom, the firm's chief operating officer, Alexander Bloom, said. According to Bloom, seed funding for startups via tokens offerings on exchanges overtook private equity in 2017. As VCs generally shun the seed stage, ICOs filled a niche that traditional financial players left unaddressed, he said. 2Prime said the token offer a purchasing option that combines the features of a close-ended fund, asset-backed token, and a secure store of value. CEO Fleury has committed $2 million of his personal wealth to the fund. The firm also revealed to CoinDesk the first outside investor in its token is Hong Kong-based private equity firm SIB Investment Limited. Fleury founded JBoss, an open-source Java-based application server, in 1999. The firm was sold to Red Hat for $420 million in 2006. Red Hat is now owned by IBM. Regulatory risk. Like with other startups that venture into token offerings, the firm will also have to avoid getting on the wrong side of investors or regulators. Ripple, which has raked in billions from sales of XRP and equity funding rounds, has been entangled in a class action lawsuit filed by investors who accuse the company of selling unregistered securities. And a raft of firms have launched ICOs only to later be charged by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC) with failing to register their tokens as securities. 2Prime said it has consulted with law firms in different jurisdictions and think it's designed an approach that will reduce the potential challenges from financial regulators. The firm will initially list the tokens on exchanges in Asia to see how much traction the fund could gain from investors. Then it will consider setting up a special purpose vehicle, SPV, in the U.S. to offer the tokens as a security, according to Fleury. Unlike many ICOs, the fund's tokens will be backed by real-world assets, which the firm said would be managed by professional portfolio managers. The underlying assets will comprise a structured portfolio of debts, cryptocurrencies, and equity instruments. The first investments are focused on the blockchain sector, while the firm may in future branch out to other industries such as green technology and smart city management, according to Bloom. Our aim is to create a new asset class by applying traditional investment models and theories to crypto and bringing trust and professionalism to the industry, said Fleury. Chrysler building owner sells stake in Zurich property for ERC-20 tokens and cash. The new owner of the Chrysler Building is selling a property worth $135 million to a blockchain real estate company, taking a fifth of the purchase price in tokenized securities. New York-based RFR Holdings, which purchased the Chrysler Building in a joint agreement in March 2019, agreed to sell its majority stake in a commercial property in Zurich to Brickmark, a Switzerland-based real estate agency. Announced Wednesday, Brickmark said roughly 20% of the purchase price will be paid in the firm's BMT security token. The deal gives Brickmark 80% of the building, with the option to purchase RFR's remaining share until September. The purchase price has not been disclosed, but the value of the token share is believed to be in the tens of millions of euros. According to Brickmark CEO Stefan Rindt, it is the largest ever real estate deal involving digital tokens. There has never been a token-based real estate transaction of this magnitude. We are implementing what was once no more than a concept in the real estate industry, he said. The property is situated on the downtown street of Bahnhofstrasse, pictured, where rent per square meter is commonly between $13,000 to $15,000 a year, making it one of the most expensive shopping districts in the world. In 2014, Swatch Group purchased a nearby property for a reported $409 million. One of the largest real estate purchases to involve cryptocurrency was the sale of a mansion just outside of San Francisco to a chintz millionaire for 500 Bitcoin, approximately $4 million at the April 2018 exchange rate. Brickmark's Ethereum-based tokens are hybrid digital securities tokenized perpetual bonds that will be backed by property in the Brickmark portfolio, for now, just this one building. BMT's price represents the property's net asset value performance, but tokens do not confer voting rights to holders. Under the deal, RFR will lead redevelopment plans to expand the Zurich property's rentable space sixfold, increasing annual revenue and, therefore, the value of the token. Expansion ahead. With the Bahnhofstrasse deal completed, Brickmark plans to expand its portfolio. The firm plans to finalize a financing round worth $50 million, $55.7 million, and begin acquiring other high-value commercial properties in Europe and North America. More tokens will be issued in line with new real estate acquisitions, enabling more investors to participate without diluting those held by existing holders. Currently, there are only a handful of entities holding BMT tokens. Although restricted for the time being to qualified investors, there are plans under evaluation that would allow Brickmark to offer BMT tokens to retail investors through a European Regulated Security Token Offering, STO. According to its website, Brickmark manages $15 billion, $16.7 billion worth of property assets. Issuing digital securities makes the investable real estate market, worth approximately $80 trillion, more accessible to institutions, the company believes. Only 3% of investable real estate is available for investors through public-listed real estate companies or real estate-backed bonds or fund structures, Ryan said in a call Wednesday, highlighting that only a 5% fraction is ever traded on an annual basis. We think digital securities and tokens are able to unlock these tremendous values and also give people, on a worldwide basis, access to properties that have, to now, been privileged. Unlocking the value of the remaining $76 trillion United States dollars is probably the biggest addressable market opportunity in the world, Rindt told CoinDesk. Nascent industry. Other entities have also recognized the disruptive potential for blockchain in real estate. The T0 Security Token Platform and the Tezos Foundation signed an agreement to tokenize $643 million of UK real estate back in October 2019. Another real estate startup, known as AssetBlock, launched a commercial property trading platform on the Algorand blockchain in September. That said, previous initiatives have failed to meet the high expectation. One high-profile venture between technology startup Fluidity and broker-dealer Propeller was quietly shelved last summer because it didn't have sufficient institutional appetite. Discussing the Bahnhofstrasse deal, Dr. Alexander Koblaschek, managing director of RFR Germany, said, "We gladly accepted the Brickmark tokens as part of the purchase price. We assume that digital financial instruments will also significantly gain in importance in the real estate sector in the future." The current transaction may have an icebreaker function for the sector in terms of its volume and institutional character, Koblishek said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.